Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate.
Looks like Daddy's bringing home the barbecue.
These donuts are great.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh! Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy!
All we had to do was follow the damn train, CJ.
It was me all along, Austin.
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. And who might you be?
Mitchell. Alex Mitchell. There's a giant fucking spider up there.
It's not that big.
Right by the fly swatter, too, so there's nothing I can do.
It's all right. So the theme of today's episode was chosen by Frank Whitehouse, a.k.a. at Will Todd on Twitter. Go follow him on Twitter, and yeah. And before we get into the show, some quick announcements. You head over to our Patreon page, and if you become a patron, there's some exclusive t-shirts there for you. So patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. And yeah, we have some new exclusive Patreon t-shirts, which is the Monogram logo.
Yep.
So that's new. Also, if you like comic book conventions, on February 18th and 19th, I and former guest Michael will be on two comic book panels, discussing the art form of making comics, inspiration, where it comes from, and how to take a germ of an idea and create it into a story. So that will be at the Long Beach Comic Expo at the 18th and 19th. Information will be posted about the times and stuff, but yeah, so if you want to go there, go and, I guess, support the Obscure Gentleman.
Yep.
You can also go to podbrothers.com. It's where there's a lot of merch and apparel from not only our podcast, but from 12 for a Penny,
yeah.
Plane Zero, Beyond the 140, and others soon to come. That's cool, so I realize there's a lot of plugging I'm doing right now,
yeah,
but
just get it out of the way.
So anyways, I guess let's talk about James Bond.
When people have like a spy character,
yeah,
it's usually like some kind of like electric guitar riff based on the James Bond theme and all that. He's one of the most popular characters to ever really exist.
He is one of the most popular characters, yeah, in fiction.
And he's created by Ian Fleming in the 50s, based on sort of Ian's own.
Multiple people, including himself, kind of. Well, you want to say...
What?
Who the multiple people are.
Oh, well, there's Christopher Lee for
that's
one.
Yes, that's one of them.
Frickin' Roald Dahl, apparently.
Yes.
And your guy.
And John Pertwee.
Yes.
And you're wondering, how the fuck is that possible?
In the 40s, everyone was awesome back then.
Well, and there was this thing that was going on.
Yeah, World War II, a lot of these guys were either like pilots or servicemen or something, in some way, shape, or form.
And these certain men that they're all based off answered to a certain man. They all answered to Churchill.
Yes.
They were essentially badass, kick-ass spies.
Yes.
Although
I think when you look at Fleming, he was like, kind of like the least,
yeah, he's,
which is funny enough, because...
But he wrote the most interesting, I guess.
Yeah.
But, both Christopher Lee, Roald Dahl, his very awkward name to say,
yeah,
and John Pertwee, they were essentially like spies. They're secret agents, I guess is what you could say.
Because Christopher Lee was doing crazy Nazi shit, like killing Nazis.
And so was John Pertwee.
Yes.
I'm not sure about what Roald Dahl was doing.
He was just getting a lot of information and fucking a lot of women.
Which is also what John Pertwee was doing.
Yes.
And probably Christopher Lee.
Yes.
So yeah, so it's kind of interesting that these three men who are all based on James Bond inevitably had, like, successful careers also, unto their own.
And I wouldn't consider John Pertwee to be like that kind of. Same thing with Roald Dahl, but you look at them and you're like, they're not that.
Dude, John Pertwee was like the biggest ladies' man in all of England.
But I don't know that.
There was jokes that, like, back in the 80s, people would say, like, it's guaranteed that your grandfather's probably John Pertwee. But, there's lots of weird stories about John Pertwee having sex with, like, random people, and it's really weird.
Yeah.
But James Bond did that type of stuff, too.
Yeah, that's essentially the character we know. He's the cool ladies' man, you know, ordering martinis, and then...
Well,
you know, fighting.
Let's clarify something though. That's the James Bond of the movies.
Yeah, well, that's what.
Yeah,
that's what people.
So, a quick distinction: James Bond of the books, he's not like, you know, doesn't abstain from women or anything. He's still like he's not a ladies' man. He still can get ladies.
Yeah,
but he's not what you think of when you think of James Bond. He's actually more like Daniel Craig, James Bond.
Yeah.
Which gets to a later point about how people say Daniel Craig's a horrible James Bond, when in reality, Daniel Craig's more like a true James Bond to what Fleming would have wanted.
Yeah.
But the James Bond we all know and love, and or is in the pop culture zeitgeist, we may not even love him, is the debonair, suave ladies' man who takes no shit, who knocks out the bad guys with a judo chop.
It's usually Russians in the early days.
Yes, Russians.
Yeah.
And then kind of racist stereotypes at times.
Yeah. And then Russians again.
Yes.
Which is weird that that happened.
A majority of the James Bond films were made during the Cold War. Yeah. So I guess it makes sense. And then
Christopher Walken.
Yes. Christopher Lee was also a bad guy.
Yes, he was.
You know, you had a lot
of... And they are cousins, him and Fleming, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So...
Or somehow they're...
Yeah. Cousins. And by the way, Tolkien's also related into this too, because he's part of the circle. It's kind of amazing that this 20th century circle of men was like all intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all part of it. So, James Bond, for many people our age and a little bit older, is... sort of, I don't know, epitomized by, who would you say? Would you say Sean Connery?
Our age?
Roger Moore or Pierce Brosnan?
Our age?
Yeah.
Brosnan. That was our James Bond.
I mean, I think it's different for me because having older brothers and then like watching these movies.
Yeah, but we're talking about most people.
But yeah, our age, I guess it is Pierce Brosnan. And yeah. Especially because of a certain game.
Yes, GoldenEye.
Yes.
Which was fun at the time. But I do have an awkward story
I didn't find it fun at the time.
Where we had it was like recently some friend of mine wanted to hold like a tournament, you know, and like, you know, he got an emulator, he got like controllers for the computer.
Oh no, that's such a bad idea.
And it's like, oh, it's gonna be great, you know. You guys remember GoldenEye? And we started playing it, and midway through, we realized, oh, this isn't fun anymore.
Yeah, never revisit old games. No. Never revisit old, like...
First-person shooters.
Or 3D games. Revisiting 2D games is different because they have more of an ability to hold up, which we kind of went to on our SNES and NES episodes.
And Mario 64 holds up still. That's still a great game. You've never even played it.
I did when I was young. I didn't like N64 games.
Blockbuster doesn't count. You actually need
to play it. Doesn't count. Yes, my cousin had it. Yeah. I played with him. Our generation is kind of... Pierce Brosnan was our Bond, I guess. I've come to love Roger Moore more than all of them. But in terms of most popular Bond, it's clear who it is.
It's Connery.
It will always, because...
It's, that's just what people associate with James. Rubber Bond, that shitty...
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Rubber Bond. My voice is all fucked up today, so I'm not going to...
James Bond. That sort of thing. That's the whole shaken, not stirred.
Because,
a laser about to
cut
his nuts in half.
Yeah, the tuxedo and the...
Okay, but see, it's kind of like, you have characters where it's like multiple people take the roles. I mean, for a lot of people, so Connery will always be Bond.
Yeah.
For Doctor Who, it'll always be Tom Baker for a majority of people.
Yeah.
But now...
The thing is, they have a reason for why they change, whereas in Bond, it's just kind of like...
Yeah, well...
I don't care to get...
There's these stupid theories that it's like, you know, it's just a code name. But then it's not, because there's certain Bond films where...
They're the carryover. Yeah. Like, why would this guy be mourning the death of his wife in the last movie, even though it was a different...
Like, because when they pass the mantle, it's like, hey, mourn the death of my wife.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it happens with a lot of characters. Like, Superman, people always look to Christopher Reeve as being the epitome
of
Superman.
It'll eventually happen with the Marvel characters.
Well, I mean, yeah, when whoever replaces Iron Man...
Yeah, it's going to be awkward.
People are going to be like, it's Robert Downey Jr. forever. But that's beside the point. So, James Bond has been influential multiple levels. Whenever there's any sort of spy fiction or anything, it's undoubtedly linked to James Bond. Like, there's a germ there of James Bond. America, we've tried, I guess, to have, like, our secret agent spy.
See, I don't know who that would be. Like, we had Jack Ryan from freaking Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
Which is, like...
Every time I feel like we try, it's always just like, okay, well, sure.
Yeah.
But it will never be as, like...
Mission Impossible is the closest thing, and that's...
But then, what's the Mission Impossible guy's name?
Ethan... I don't know.
I don't even know. But then again, that's also Mission Impossible based on a TV show.
Yeah.
Which, of course...
Based on...
Because the Bond films were popular.
And they had a bunch of other TV shows.
Like, you had...
In, like, Flint.
Yeah. Like, in, like...
Mad from Uncle.
So, in, like, Flint was, like... That was supposed to be, like, our... I mean, it was humorous.
Yeah.
But that was, like, okay, this is going to be our James Bond.
Yeah.
Didn't really.
Get Smart also.
Get Smart all... Yeah, see... These are all parodies of Bond. I mean,
it seems like we couldn't do like an actual like spy genre. We could only do parody.
But that's the thing. Our spy genres tend to be more like you said, like Hunt for October type, like political thriller type movies. Yeah. Also, where there's espionage. Oh, The Saint.
The Saint.
The Saint is also one of those things. And again, we've tried. And we can't work. But what is interesting is you look at the spy genre in general, and it always goes back to Bond. I mean, prior to James Bond, there were spy novels and spy things, but no one really cared. James Bond sort of wrapped everything up together, and he's wearing a suit. He looks presentable.
American spies would be like dudes with like trench coats and
like G-men,
yeah,
sort of thing. For those who don't know, G-men are, it's an old term that doesn't really exist anymore.
No, it doesn't.
Back in the day, like, government men, that like, G-men were, like, they'd wear, they wear fedoras and,
a big upturned, like,
they'd be after the communist influence.
Something like that.
Things like that.
They weren't, like, cool, like, spies weren't cool in America. They were, like, something to watch out for.
Because spy, the spy term... I want to say before James Bond always had negative connotations.
Yeah, like it's a traitor. It's like a...
It's like, you fucking dirty spy.
Yeah.
Or you dirty rat.
Yeah.
That sort of James Cagney thing. But that's the thing. You'll notice that instead of spy, we like to use the word secret agent.
Yes.
But...
That's Secret Agent Man song, which totally is not a rip on James Bond at all.
But that's the thing, yeah, we focus on the word secret agent when it's, like, spy and secret agent interchangeable. Johnny Dangerously, which is...
That's theirs.
A parody, and it's
isn't,
a,
that,
no,
isn't that theirs?
Yes, though? And it's Rowan Atkinson, and it's fucking... It's great. They're even better at making parodies of James Bond than we are.
Yes.
It's like, we can never do it right. It never sticks.
Austin Powers is all right.
Okay, see, that's maybe the one.
Yeah.
The one time that we've exceeded... Because it went from being a parody of James... Because here's the thing. Austin Powers, a lot of people think it's only James Bond, but it's also a parody of In Like Flint.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much. Like, if you've ever watched that and you watch Austin Powers, it's like, whoa, this shit's like...
Then I think it's just a funny movie. I don't know if it holds up, though. Cool. Hopefully I never find out.
No, it does. I watched it recently.
Okay.
Like, a year ago. It's fine. The first one was.
I thought Goldmember was funny, too. That, I really don't know if that holds up.
I never thought that was funny.
But
okay,
But the issue with those movies is they kind of made the Bond movies like not fun anymore.
Yeah, we'll get into that. There's an argument that Bond movies aren't fun anymore, and then there's the argument is were Bond movies ever fun, or just do we look back at them now and think that they're fun because how cheesy they are?
Yeah.
Because there's this notion that people took them seriously back then as serious spy films.
But then I'm reading that people didn't take them seriously, so it's like I can't trust anyone anymore.
It's the fact that years later history will change. It's like the movie The Room. It was supposed to be a very serious drama,
yeah.
But now it's this hilarious thing that even the Tommy Wiseau is like.
And it's like, when I'm looking at 300, you remember that?
Yes.
People my age loved it. We took that movie
very seriously. I remember. And we were in high school. And
I'm asking them now, like, hey, that, we took that seriously. And like, no, that was just stupid, and we knew it was stupid.
We thought it was fun. No.
It was fun, but we took it very seriously.
I remember like, groups of dudes, like, yeah. Shouting stuff and thinking, yes, it was the greatest, most badass thing ever. And then you watch it, you're like, this is fucking stupid. By the way, unrelated, I found out that the guy who played Xerxes, he plays the handsome devil may care, yeah, cowboy guy.
In Westworld,
yeah. That was like, what the fuck?
That was weird when I found that out.
Yeah, I found that out and I was just, my mind was blown away.
Yeah. But that's a good show, check that out.
Yeah, so, there's a lot to say about James Bond. Really quickly, probably one of the biggest things is if you're going to watch James Bond films, be aware that there's two movies you just don't fucking watch. Because they're not part of the Eon film canon. And that's...
Never Say Never Again.
It's... Okay, Never Say Never Again was the first... But Casino Royale, not the current Casino Royale.
Yeah. With Sinestro?
So, David Niven,
yeah,
was cast as a parody James Bond. In Casino Royale. Yeah. It was supposed to be a big joke on James Bond. But
this is before any of the movies were out, right?
No. This was
already out?
This was 1967. Oh, okay. Dr. No came out in 62. So it's kind of funny because it started as a parody, but then Ian Fleming actually preferred David Niven.
Yeah.
Because Ian Fleming kind of always had a problem with people portraying James Bond. He was kind of always a cock about it.
Yeah.
As a lot of, like, writers and artists usually are. Like, same thing with Roald Dahl about Willy Wonka. He didn't like Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka because he was an evil piece of shit. But, he had some strange views that were kind of anti-Semitic at times. But anyways, it's weird. Fun World War II has those views.
He just didn't like Nazis.
And then in 83, there was Sean Connery returned to the role in Never Say Never Again, which is actually a remake of Thunderball.
Yeah, but don't watch it.
But don't watch it because it's Sean Connery with a really bad toupee. And
isn't Atkinson in it, though?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. It's a bad movie. But now MGM actually owns the rights to it again.
So you can...
Eon Productions and MGM are like, go hand in hand with each other, but feel free to watch all the others, even the Pierce Brosnan era, or even On Her Majesty's Secret Service with George Lazenby.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot to say about George Lazenby. I feel bad for him at times.
I like that movie, but... Well,
there's times where I feel bad for him because it's like... You can tell he kind of... in old interviews that he regretted it.
And that's the... What we were talking about. Like, whoever is going to play Iron Man is probably going to have to go through that.
Yeah,
the next Iron Man is gonna have to go through that.
They'd be stupid to leave the role after one movie, which, yeah, is what he did.
Yeah,
and then quickly Roger Moore came in, and everyone was like, "I like this guy."
Yeah,
this kind of uncle looking guy.
Because and his movies were a bit more like on the sillier end for Bond.
No, see, everyone says that, but the Connery movies are cartoonish as shit.
But I mean, here's the thing: I know that those.
Okay, really, look. Like, 70s cheese compared to 60s cheese is like miles apart. 60s cheese is just so it's cartoonish, whereas 70s cheese is like, okay, that's a little weird, it's a little slapsticky, but
I just feel bad for Timothy Dalton in general. I don't know what
he had two movies, Living Daylights and Unlicensed to Kill.
I don't know what else he's done. Oh, he's the voice of.
What do you mean? He's had a long storied career.
I don't know what he's been in.
On the Plane Zero podcast, we even talked about this, and we listed all his roles, and you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad. But then,
yeah. The voice of the king in Batman Beyond. That's all I know.
And,
anyways.
I'm realizing that Pierce Brosnan and Daniel Craig are now tied for number of Bond movies.
Yeah.
They're both 4-4.
And Brosnan was supposed to be in Living Daylights.
Was he?
Yeah, but he was busy filming that, what's that spy show?
something. I know Remington Steele.
Oh. I was about to say another name
instead of that. But yeah, so it's interesting. I mean, everyone has their favorite Bond usually. Mine is Roger Moore. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like Sean Connery.
I don't know if I have a favorite, to be honest.
By default, is it just Pierce Brosnan?
I guess, but it's like, I don't even know if I'd say I like his movies that
much. The Pierce Brosnan films suffer from being very fucking 90s.
And they're very long.
Here's a weird thing about nostalgia, is that I feel like the 90s, as a decade, the 90s is hard to stay, like, timeless. Because, or to say, like, yeah, okay, I'm comfortable with how the 60s looks. I'm comfortable with how the 70s looks.
Yeah.
But when
the 90s is weird because it's not really...
You know what I think it is? I think it's because we grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
So it just seems so goofy to us. Because, like, this, like...
And I'm not used to seeing parodies of it yet.
Yeah. And it's just, like...
Because I don't think people are willing to parody it yet.
Oh, no. That'll be a few more years.
Yeah.
When the 90s is considered the old days.
Yep.
Which...
50 years from now.
Yeah. Well, the 90s is 30 years ago.
Yep.
So...
You're joking, but that in five no, years that'll almost
it's actually be true. Two it's actually like 28 years ago, 1990, or 27 years ago. Yeah, 27 years ago was 1990. How's that feel? But yeah,
I'm dying, squirrel.
So here's my thing with James Bond. And it's something I've come to realize. I've watched these movies. I enjoy these movies, but it's gonna sound very fucking strange. I don't particularly enjoy, like, talking about the movies, but it's not because I dislike them. Here's why. There's not much to talk about when it comes to these movies, but, hear me out, for most James Bond fans, yeah, they could talk to death about them. For me, James Bond is more of a visual experience of just watching shit unfold.
Yes.
And, like it's one of those things where I can just lay back and just watch it and not, like, give a shit. The plots aren't too complicated.
The characters in general, just to me, they're flat.
They are. And that's a big appeal of this is just like, it's one of those like, okay, I'm just going to watch like this fun spy thing. Yeah. It's very comfy, I want to say. I wouldn't even say comfy. Yeah. It's just one of those things where you can just sit back, relax, enjoy, not turn off your brain or anything. It's not one of those things, but it's just
no,
like,
it's not, because if you try doing that, you will get annoyed.
It's like one of those things if you're aching for some fisticuffs, but you're not down for giant explosions. Well, unless you get into like the later stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. So discussing James Bond at length, it's a thing that's hard for me to do, and I've tried, and usually it's just like, oh, yeah,
it usually boils down to, did you like that movie, yes or no?
Or it's like, hey, you like that bad guy and the theme he had?
Yeah.
Hey, something. Did you like that lady?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, what do you think of this Bond?
To be honest, and if you're a James Bond fan, I like these movies. There's not a lot of story and there's not a lot of plot to these. There's not a lot of... It's not the deepest lore, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's James Bond. He goes around, fights the bad guys, saves the day. Simple. It's simple. It's a TV dinner. That's all. Oh, and James Bond fans are getting mad. I just compared James Bond to TV.
Yeah,
dinner.
I didn't say that. So
it's not as deep as Doctor Who. That'll really piss him off.
Wow.
All right. So with that said, with that mini sort of discussion about. And I just want to say this guy's name, because I love Albert Broccoli's name, because his last name is Broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Albert Broccoli and Harry Saltzman were the two brains behind it, a Canadian and American,
mm-hmm.
with the films. Yeah. So, it's weird. English property, Canadians, Americans joined together. Sort of like Doctor Who, where you had a Canadian fella. So.
Yeah.
Who would have known?
And Man Meat from that one show.
Yes. Yes, from Outsource. So, let's get to the comments. I realize that was probably longer than I was anticipating. But...
Yeah, but sorry.
Okay, so let's start with what does James have to say? what does my brother, the editor-in-chief, the head writer, have to say about James Bond? What are his thoughts? So here we go. Ever since I was young, I hated James Bond. My problem is that I hate people that fight in suits or tuxedos. It's unnatural to me. Makes me sick to my stomach. Other than that, being named James and having people say my last name is Bond as a joke is annoying. So fuck him. Until Daniel Craig. That's the only James Bond I can support. He wears clothes that you could fight in. James Bond is just Batman that's sanctioned by the government anyway.
You know, I never considered that, but you might be right.
What?
That he's Batman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about the clothing.
No. No, that's just weird.
I'm fine with people fighting in suits.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't want to, my brother has this big, like, pet peeve about people.
Oh, Bourne. Jason Bourne.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that, like, French is dead now?
Huh?
Is that franchise pretty much dead?
No idea. Maybe, probably.
They tried bringing it back in a bomb.
And that Jack Reacher that actually does
Falls
well.
Reach.
That actually does well.
Apparently. Does it?
Yeah, it actually
Wait, does. Is that Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Is that where he's like in a diner? And he's
I don't
like,
know if those are like
he's like, hey,
spy
I say, you don't want to fuck with me.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
he's like handcuffed. He's like, don't fuck with me, Vato. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
It's my favorite Tom Cruise character.
I don't know what you're referencing. I really don't.
There's a preview for a new Jack Reacher film or whatever where he's like...
Well, that's not good.
And then, like, he falls out of the plane and he's screaming.
That's the Mummy.
He plays the same character in most of his movies now.
Did you see that tweet of him without the sound?
Yes.
That's
and,
amazing.
And how they got really fucking angry and, like, they try to have it removed and... Yeah.
Okay, but anyways.
So I'm fine with people fighting in suits. But my like that's why my brother doesn't really like the X-Files because they're running around in suits.
Oh,
and
stuff. That's just ridiculous.
It's okay. I mean, what's wrong with suits?
Suits are cool.
Yeah, I mean, old time superheroes used to wear like tuxedos and domino masks. Yeah, the Green Hornet used to.
Yep.
Yeah. See,
the Spirit, I think.
Yes, the Spirit did. Fiery Mask, things like that. Phantom Reporter. We can go on for days about that. Let's start with the comments. Now, all these are... By the way, a lot of people who leave comments about James Bond are clearly from the UK. And they're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, to you people from the UK out there, like, take care of your James Bond fans, because I think they need a lot of help. So, alright, first comment. Roger Moore is a smirking ponce!
Yep.
I feel like all James Bond smirk.
Yeah, I had that comment too, actually. So.
All right, we're bound to get some overlap here, but that's fine. There's a lot of hate for Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Because it's always between Moore and Connery, and Connery fans hate Moore. Moore fans usually don't hate anyone it looks like. So, yeah, all right.
Okay, let me go. During those days, no iPhone, Samsung Galaxy, and Microsoft Windows. Factoring in all these causes, it helped to break box offices.
So, because...
Those things didn't exist.
We weren't technologically ahead of time, it broke box office records.
I guess that logic kind of makes
sense.
But
it's still breaking box office records, and we have that technology.
Yeah, and those things don't really... They don't hinder the movies at all.
I don't understand this guy. Okay, so... No.
Let's not leave. Let's okay. not, yeah, Tom, discuss that much. I don't want to get in.
Okay, here's one. Okay, I don't get this one. Tesco Value Range 2-pack of ready omelets, nicely pent. Each can be put in a microwave. Well, this is probably an older British lady, so.
Yeah.
Tesco Value Range 2-pack of ready omelets, nicely pent. Each can be put in a microwave.
I think I got one. Because I had that one too.
What do you have to say to that?
I have her follow up, I think.
Oh, wait, is it?
Paul still got no bloody coat.
Say it like an old English lady.
I'm not going to say like
Come
an
on.
Old... I said I would buy him a puffer jacket if he carries on. But I know without pressure he would want something extremely waterproof and cozy. I see loads of people like that. There's like 3 exclamation points.
Oh, I see loads of people like that! Yeah.
I don't know what this lady's on about.
this is like a character from like Coronation Street or something.
Yeah. I decided to investigate this woman's page just because there's something wrong. And
oh, this big salty balls or something.
She's got.
Was it like hit my balls or something?
No, it was like she's got all these like
playlists
of titles like things I watched, other things I watched. Things I liked or things I clicked.
Something about balls.
Yeah, and then one of them was like a load of old balls.
I'm looking at all the old balls. They seem gigantic. Yeah. This is like an EastEnders lady. Okay.
It's bizarre.
In Golden Gun, why is High Fat surprised to see Bond when he knows Saracamanga? He shouldn't have recovered that quick to act along. It makes no sense.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, that's
God,
it.
I haven't seen Golden Gun in a long
really?
Time. Yeah. I think, for whatever reason, that one bugged me.
Why is High Fat surprised to see... Why? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
Fat to see... Scaramanga, he couldn't have recovered that quick to act along.
Scaramanga's the Christopher Lee, I know that.
But why is he saying recover that quick to act along? It makes no, your comment makes no sense,
I
sir.
I get it.
Alright, your turn.
I'm Propaus for 007. Michael Fassbender or Jude Law are the best. Thanks for the video, was an excellent performance. Grillo.
Everyone wants Michael Fassbender to play James Bond, but...
I'm kind of over him, to be honest. I don't
is
see...
It, is it because Prometheus did it written for you?
Yes.
That's another story for another time. I mean, what was the other name he gave?
Jude Law. That would have been okay, like, maybe 10 years ago.
Now he's the young pope, so...
Yeah, and isn't he kind of, like, losing his hairline?
No, he's been since the 90s.
Oh, well, then.
You know, it just... I mean, Daniel Craig just doesn't have a lot of hair either. So.
I think it's different because he just kind of.
I mean,
has...
plus the fucking most famous James Bond, Sean Connery.
I guess.
All right.
Would you be down for a black Bond, by the way?
Yeah.
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 And everyone is always saying, what's his face?
Well, everyone wants.
God damn it. I can't remember his name.
The Apocalypse is canceled.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When do we remember his name?
What the hell's. Luthor. Luthor.
Luthor Vandross. Yes.
No. Not Luthor Vandross. Fuck.
Well, that's just.
I'm gonna beat you to it. Don't.
It's Idris Elba.
Yeah. God damn it! Why couldn't I remember that?
Yeah,
he's a good actor.
Yeah,
and I'd love to see
it. Patterson Joseph would be fine. There's lots of. You know, give me an unknown.
Someone said Jeffrey Wright, but I'm like, but he's already Felix. Anyways,
give me an unknown. I'd say that's what I'd be down for.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Is Daniel Craig done? He says
every year, like, I'm done, this is
I'm
it.
I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
I won't play James Bond anymore.
And then every year it's like, I want to keep doing it. It's like, what is it, man? What is it?
And then there's the talks of a female James Bond.
Really?
Yeah. It makes sense with the Doctor and Doctor Who. It makes sense, like a female Doctor. James Bond is different because it's James Bond.
Yeah.
It's a male character.
Yeah.
Like, and also there's no regeneration... Which I think people don't realize. It's not a code name.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know, whatever.
It's not a code name.
That would just seem strange to me. I don't know.
I mean, there were proposals for a James Bond film that starred, like, past Bonds together in one movie.
But that would have been cool, but at the same time, it would have...
It still can happen. Yeah. They're all still alive.
Yeah, well, Sean Connery doesn't look as cool as he used to.
I mean, they could just sit him in the corner. He's old man, but or maybe the plot is to rescue him,
and then he kicks ass at the end of the.
But it's like CG his head onto.
So Christopher Lee style with Attack of the Clones.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think you're next.
Yeah. Why still a PPK was okay in 1945. Why not a modern gun with 15 rounds rather than a 7 Browning high power old Beretta 95? Just rubbish. Join the real world.
Yeah, I also saw it. See, my issue with that is that, like, I mean, the bullet is still going to kill you if it hits you. Like,
gun people who really love guns, lose their shit about the smallest things.
Yeah.
It's like, if the finger's not properly placed, he's got no trigger discipline. I don't know why a gun person's talking like that, but, I mean, there's probably gun people like that. But, yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. The guns and the cars Bond uses tend to be iconic. Like,
The Aston Martin.
Yeah. Although, wasn't there a big giant, like...
The thing about him not using...
Yeah, everyone was, oh, there's not more James Bond.
Yeah.
More James Bond is away.
But I think the thing is, like, guns from, like, a long time ago are still in use today.
Well,
so.
I mean, it's not like he's using, like an old fashioned Browning or something, like a really
that'd be cool too.
But I'm saying it's like he's not using like a flintlock pistol or something.
Okay, yeah. That's all right. I got one for you. Wow, I read most of these comments and find new Bond to be a very contentious subject. As a lifelong Bond fan, here is my say: Bond after Timothy Dalton is not Bond at all. Brosnan only just managed to pull it off, while Craig and the new team at Eon have fucked it right up. Yes, the world has changed and so has the tech to make movies, but that should not affect Bond and his character. After all, there are still some Fleming stories and short stories of Bond yet to be made. New writers don't count. Eon, forget the reboot. You fucked it up. Stop flogging a dead horse. It's dead. Let James Bond 007 rest in peace. But no, it's all about the money. By the way, I have nothing against Brosnan or Craig. They are both good actors in their own right, but not as Bond.
See, this is the thing with Bond fans. They do prefer the old-timey, cheesy sort of thing. Yeah, compared to the, but then again...
Do they hate Austin Powers, by the way?
I don't know, actually. That's a good question.
I haven't seen anything about it in the comments. Well, so.
It's in parody territory. I think they don't care. Mm. That's why they don't mention, like, in, like, Flint or anything like that. But, there's, like, yeah, there's this divide between the Brosnan era and the Living Daylights era.
Yeah.
And with that... Oh, no, License to Kill is his last film. Yes. There's a six-year gap there, and that's probably what led to that, is because when you have such a long gap of the wilderness years, as Doctor Who uses for the era when there's no Doctor Who, all of a sudden you're starting to cement the legacy of, like, this giant franchise.
Because they were coming out within, like, 2 to 3 years of each other.
They were constantly pumping things out since the early 60s. And then finally, once you cement that, it seems like a monolithic block. It's just like, no, okay, this is classic James Bond. This is the James Bond. So it starts with Connery, ends with Dalton. And so now you have Pierce Brosnan. And when he started shooting, people were like, no, this guy's too suave. This guy's too this. This guy's too pretty.
The movies were noticeably, like, different.
They're flashier, obviously.
Yeah, the music's a bit more, like, electronically charged.
Bond is less... manly man, less like, for the time, because Sean Connery, I mean, compare Sean Connery to, like, Daniel Craig, it's like, Daniel Craig looks like he'd kick his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, James Bond fans, I'm sorry.
It looks like he could kick his ass and then just drink a pint.
You know, and, like, Roger Moore, as much as I love him, he looks like someone's, like silly uncle who comes and, like,
not a funny uncle.
Not a funny uncle. George Lazenby, I have no opinion on him. Poor George.
I like his look.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I
kind of wanted to see more of him.
Yeah,
actually, I want to keep doing this.
He's the Christopher Eccleston, I guess, of James Bond. Right.
So after that was Moore.
Moore came after Lazenby, and then after Moore was Dalton.
Yeah,
and then after Dalton, there's a 6 year hiatus, and then came Brosnan. And what was the hiatus between the last Brosnan film?
2002.
So the last Brosnan film was The World Is... No, it's Die Another Day, 2002. Casino Royale was 2006.
Yeah.
So...
But there are people still, like...
But see, again, that's like a four-year gap, right?
Yeah.
Which is still... It's 6 years, 4 years. It's very similar. And so there is also a grouping of fans who are Brosnan only. And they consider, like, well, this shit... Like, because...
I kind of feel like those fans are, like... People our age, though.
They are.
Daniel, and because of freaking, like,
but then again, we were in high school when the Craig movies came out.
Yeah, but I remember people were saying, well, it looks dumb because he doesn't look like James Bond.
There's a lot of people our age who, for some reason, they only think GoldenEye is, like, the only one that counts. Or that's the only one they talk about or care about.
Because of the friggin' video game.
Yes, that...
And I will say GoldenEye is a good movie, but it's, like...
You know, we'll see if it holds up one day.
Oh, well, don't do that to me.
Just to say, it's like, come on, guys. Like, there's the same rift between classic Doctor Who fans and current Doctor Who fans.
There's the same
rest in peace, Peter Capaldi. You're not going to be the Doctor next year.
Nope. He's not dead. He's not dead.
Might as well be. It makes me so sad. God damn it! I wanted him to break Tom Baker's record.
How long was that?
Tom Baker was the Doctor for 7 years.
Yeah, I don't think that was going
to
happen.
He wanted to. He said he would.
Time.
I don't know. Something has to happen. Let's see. Sean Connery is oozing with sex appeal from head to foot. One of the sexiest, if not the sexiest man that ever graced the screen.
It's weird to me because, like, I always wonder, like when people say, oh, this person was, like, sexually attractive back in the day, I'm like, yeah, okay, I get that. And then sometimes it's like, it comes to Connery and I'm like, why?
Okay. Sean Connery's one of those dudes where it's like, he is handsome.
Yeah.
But I don't understand the whole, like, he is the most handsome motherfucker that has ever graced the planet, like some people think.
Yeah. It's like when they say that about, like, Yul Brynner, I'm like, he's not unattractive, but if he existed today, he'd be, like, a bad guy.
I mean...
He'd just be, like, a generic, like...
He's like Namor, the Submariner. Like, he looks a bit... Like,
no, Namor's got hair.
Yeah, but it's like... Well, Yul Brynner had hair sometimes, and he got his wiener out, like, one time.
Did he?
There's pictures of his wiener online, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, go look this up if you want. Sean Connery's Pierce Brosnan is probably a more handsome dude than him.
I mean, that was my parameter to, like, why I thought...
My mom calls Sean Connery an ugly man. She's like, hey, look at him, he's fucking ugly. Like,
because to me, it's like, Brosnan does resemble what I... Again, it might just
be... But that's because... Yeah, whereas... the original illustrations for James Bond, which were commissioned for
Dalton looks like a bad guy.
The funny thing, so there were comic strips for James Bond prior to the films.
Yeah.
That for the Daily Express, and the original sketches of Bond, they look more like Peter Cushing. Yeah. So let's go back to that circle. Yeah.
Yeah. Was he a awesome Nazi killing guy too?
He was an awesome dude. I believe he fought in World War II. Yeah.
He could come back to life. It's crazy.
He was best friends with Christopher Lee and all them, so.
He showed up in a movie after he was dead. I don't know how they did it.
Yeah, based Cushing.
That was amazing.
Camp Pushing the Cushing. Also played Doctor Who, technically, in those two Doctor Who films that have nothing to do with Doctor Who.
Doctor Who and the Daleks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's, okay.
All right, this is a two-part. All
right.
And this ad was on... I don't even remember what the video was about. It was about James Bond, obviously, but... Okay. These are the last days. Time is coming to a close. It is not God's will that any perish, but all repent to receive eternal life. Jesus Christ is coming back soon to judge the world. And all this stuff about all glory to God, God alone, God bless, Holy Spirit help you. And the response to that was simply, why don't you suck my cock?
I had that exact same
I don't know why this happens where people just like...
Because they get into a mood and they're like, I'm going to go save people. And so they go onto videos and they're like...
But it has nothing...
Because their idea is this. At least one person will see this. And that one person will be saved. That's the idea. Yeah, there's not much to say to that. But the suck my cock thing is pretty right on.
Yes.
All right. Oh, wow. It's a comment you just heard about the iPhones and Samsung Galaxies. Okay. I'm going to get rid of that. Okay. As time passes by, can anyone shoot and kill this guy? Having sex with so many women, his dick would fall off, I guess. Why does he need so many gadgets? Why does his gadgets never malfunction? I don't know what that means. When does he even eat or shit?
You know what? If you got to go into that kind of like...
Oh, no. Let's go step one by one. Okay. All
right, fine.
Can anyone shoot or kill this guy?
Yes.
No. Because of plot armor. James Bond's not going to die. I'm sorry.
I don't know why people say, oh, it would have been cool if he got shot like midway through the movie like and died.
Oh, he can get shot. Yeah, he can get shot.
That's what you said. Can anyone shoot him? But
kill? No, sorry.
It's like, well, it's like, oh... It's like if you're watching Iron Man, you're expecting him to die in like the first like 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. There are people who just don't get it. It's like, no, the protagonist is not going to die unless it's some like some sort of like deep metaphorical questioning.
Like Avengers 2 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, but normally, like a big franchise where the character keeps repeating and repeating, no, they're not going to die. All right. Having sex with so... This is a statement that his dick should fall off. Why does he need so many gadgets?
Because people like them. And you know what? At this point, it's...
He's a secret agent. People like that aspect of James Bond.
And at this point, Q.
They enjoy it. And then, why does his gadgets never malfunctions?
So I think they have at some point.
They've malfunctioned a lot.
Yeah.
They all malfunction. And then, when does he eat or shit?
It's a movie.
He eats in the movie sometimes. Yeah. But shit...
The movie. You really want to waste time.
It's during the cuts. It's between.
Yeah, or whenever he's going to like some. Yeah. Whenever the plane's flying somewhere.
So there you go. So there you go. I hope it answered your questions.
God. Oh boy. Here we go. Yeah. So, I discovered this group of people.
Oh, no.
They are called the James Bond Citizens.
Oh, no.
And their whole thing is that James Bond does not represent what James Bond used to represent. Now, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, let me get into this and maybe you can kind of understand it. Very clever comments about Hollywood manipulation of movie plots. However, it is not all left-wing. Wall Street owns Hollywood, and they are right-wing Rockefeller Illuminati types.
Oh my god!
Their 007 would be no 007 movie at all by refusing funding. But after worldwide fans demand a 007 movie, it would have to be one of their scripts involved to show. MI6, sis, is composed of bumbling incompetence. The Brits are so immersed in perfidious Albion, they sacrifice their own agents. Only the CIA can find the bad guys. And civilian oversight of intel agencies harms their ability to fight the terrorists. So we should all STFU and let them do all the smearing and dirty tricks they ever want to do. Oh, Shiite. They made that movie. It's called Skyfall.
Alright.
Give me your take on this.
I think this is a crazy person.
Oh, and this keeps going on for like another like three pages or so.
It's a crazy person who has too much time on their hands.
Yeah.
Anytime the Illuminati is brought up, I just like, okay, that's that. I get it. Here.
Look at all this, by the way. Can you just see certain words pop out more than others? Yes.
Wait, that's a whole... Okay. Oh my god.
These are all from this guy.
Well, that's bizarre.
But apparently Fleming's Bond is all about techno-history.
Wait, there's more... Oh,
crypto-politics, topics that are too scary. Basically, Fleming's Bond is supposed to be the ideal person in real life, and that because 007 movies aren't made the way they used to be, that humanity is not living up to
James Bond is more like Ian Fleming's Bond now. But the current Bond
don't. And yeah, Skyfall is from the Illuminati, which is Sony Standard Oil of New York, and it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
This person needs to shut the fuck up. Yeah. Okay. Are they alone on this page or there's a bunch more?
This whole thing is meant to be showing like this trilogy of
God, it's a fan fiction person.
It's not a fan fiction. No, it is, but it isn't, because they're believing all this, but they're also trying to show the world what it really is.
There's Doctor Who people like exactly like what you're. Like,
they're trying to push this trilogy of like new books.
I know exactly what you're talking about. There are Doctor Who fans exactly like this person who. In their mind, their vision is the best, and they're trying to push their... They don't call it fan fiction, but they're trying to push their... We can get this made, and it'll eclipse everything and bring it back to how it's supposed to be, and it's like, no, dude, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
And then it's like, I looked at their Facebook page.
Yeah.
Like, 195 people like the page.
That's nice. Probably all friends or people...
Or people who were just like, oh, James Bond, I'll like that. Yeah.
Old people clicking, like, I like this page, and then 5 months later, like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
All right. So that's upsetting. Yeah. I hate people like that. Just it's cool to have your own ideas and your own theories, but don't take it to where it becomes an obsession. You start trying to like think I'm gonna replace reality.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a comment. No one looked dashing a George Lazenby a Bond in the kilt in Honor Majesty's Secret Service. Also Diana Rigg, and the best Bond heroine there hanging onto his arm, and is shot in a quaint, gorgeous light, almost reflecting the Swiss Anglo splendor with the greatest ski stunts ever. Bond on snow, but hot sizzling like damn heat wave in the Sahara. I shall say, blow hot, blow cold, or should say, turn the heat on.
What the fuck?
The Swiss Alps and Tali Savalas in his bald pate, and they use the word pate, that's amazing to me, and gorgeous cat in his lap. No wonder Lazenby No wonder Lazenby decided Hennessy brand number 5 was quite enough for just one shot to itself, unlike Martini, shaken, not stirred.
What the fuck?
They really fucking like Honor Majesty's Secret Service. It sounds like they're trying to sell it in like big words. Like,
but it's like it's a movie that's out already.
Imagine this in a trailer, but like old time trailer, like Diana Rigg, the best. Yeah. Diana Rigg, the best Bond heroine ever, like that sort of thing. That's how I imagined it in my head. So yeah, this we found the Lazenby fan.
Diana Rigg is old, by the way.
Yes, people. Yeah, people get old. People getting old.
We're getting old, James.
All right.
And John, sorry.
All right.
We kind of had like.
Do you got anything?
I feel like in the 80s we kind of had that though.
What?
Like, we didn't have spies. We had like action stars.
No, that was that, our thing was yeah, and Canon Films had a shitload of them. And yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, our thing was action stars. Because we're meatheads.
Yes. Daniel Craig is a great Bond, as seen in the masterpiece Casino Royale in 2006, and should have won an Oscar with Green for Best Actress, and the film as Best Picture had not the Illuminati been running.
Okay, yep. That's enough of that. I know where that's going.
Evil hates James Bond, it ends with. That was a short one.
Why? Why? Stop with the Illuminati shit. Like, do they realize once anyone says the word Illuminati, they sound crazy?
But people take it seriously sometimes. It's weird.
All right. The moment I hear the theme music, an expression going from smile on or grin to nostalgic glance, lost in memories of gone years, appears on my face. And I am not a fan. Damn 007. He always gets me. May be the culprit of his accent and the unrealistic hope that spies world is where Bond movies in and not the complete opposite. So is the culprit and hope of a better world? They like the theme music is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So that's a very iconic theme, by the way.
Yes. And you know what? James Bond movies always have a good theme song. Usually they do.
Skyfall's pretty great. I like Skyfall.
Yeah. That thing. I'm not a fan of, what's it called?
GoldenEye! GoldenEye!
Actually, no, I don't like that one.
No, that's how it goes. GoldenEye! Yeah, so gold, GoldenEye!
What is this? That sounds better than what we got.
It's a cartoon. It'd totally be that. GoldenEye!
License to Kill is good.
You got License to Kill, yeah!
The Shirley Bassey one.
License to Kill!
Quantum of Solace was all right.
That's just the Quantum Leap thing.
There you go.
No, that's Believe It. Okay. All right. All right, go.
007 franchise is now being an anti-heroic, anti-James Bond, James Bond mode with what? The awful Skyfall. Ian Fleming's Bond is a hero, and he saves the woman. At the end, we have a frickin' British commando assault. Is it asking too much to make him the hero? Ian Fleming warned us about anti-heroism. This is sad.
For England, James. That's all I gotta say to that.
For England. For me.
Based Boromir.
Yep. Again, revenge story. I liked it. And then frickin' Nightcrawler explodes. So
ID'd Ether or whatever you said. He's playing a Russian. You gotta have a Russian there. Alright. The next James Bond be Brad Pitt, Robin Williams, Ben Affleck, and other Caucasian actors. Because the name himself resembles white supremacy. Okay? From my point of view, I'm sorry if I offended you, honestly.
What's this guy on about?
Robin Williams, Brad Pitt, Ben Affleck, and other Caucasian actors are going to be the next James Bond.
Well, one of those definitely won't, but...
Well, I get Brad Pitt. I get Ben Affleck.
Why Robin Williams?
I would have wanted to see that. It'd been very strange.
He would have been all right as a bad guy, I feel like.
No. Well, yeah, he played darker roles towards the end of his... Yeah.
No, but just in general, like, even when he was being silly, he would have been fun.
But,
You had Christopher Walken as a bad guy.
The name himself resembles white supremacy. Okay.
Okay.
But they're sorry if they offended anyone, so. Alright.
My last one. Remember when that time 007 jerked off over that comatose German girl? This is a reference to, because the freaking music in Evangelion.
Yes.
Is very much just a ripoff of one of the pieces of music. And
yeah.
I'm just surprised.
I love that I try to shill so hard for Evangelion, but then it's like, yeah, but there's a scene like that in there. And it's like...
What are you talking about? What? Oh, that? Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, but that's at the very end of the
franchise, but at this point. It's like...
Whoever...
That's why I don't like recommending it, because then if someone's like, what the fuck? There's this...
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's weird.
Watch it. It's good.
All right, so I got some more. Okay. For me, the only good James Bond of the modern era was Pierce. But, since he is not interested in using the suit now, the only male actor I would have seen for the character is Clive Owen.
Clive Owen.
I mean, watch this movie, The International, and you will understand what I mean. This guy have everything to the next plausible James Bond. I prefer to watch The International 20 times than watching any Bond movie with Daniel Craig.
You know what? I did kind of notice after, Casino Royale, Britain kind of started putting out more, like, spy movies.
Yeah, because that genre kind of became popular again.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen that, but I heard it was all right. And wasn't Clive Owen on the short list to play a new Bond?
Was he? Clive Warren? I don't know.
Clive Chad Warren. Or
Clive Warren.
Yep. It's a good... He's a good actor, Clive.
Okay, I got some more. Let's see. What else I got here? Some of these are just fucking stupid. This compares it to The Hunger Games. What? Harry Potter and Jack Ryan and Twilight. Yeah, I don't know. All right. This one's a technical question to answer for some of you people.
Okay.
Sorry if this might be the dumbest question ever asked, but does the MI6 really exist, and are there agencies licensed to kill? MI6 is a real organization. It acts to enhance and protect British interests outside the UK. Inside the UK is MI5, mm-hmm. the special branches, and GCHQ that handle things. And at times it works with its allies in joint operations. Examples of the allies are the CIA, Mossad. The large building used as MI6 headquarters in Skyfall is the real MI6 headquarters on the south bank of the Thames in London. So yes, it's not fake. Like,
yeah, it's a real thing. It's not like...
Yeah, so there you go.
And it wasn't Spectre a real thing, but the acronyms were changed or something?
Probably.
Or Smursh, one of these.
Smurfs. Okay, and then this one points out that Daniel Craig's closer to the novels, which we kind of went over.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the final one. There are no storyline here. None of it matches at all. You're all going to die. It doesn't matter. Shut the fuck up and stop right now.
All right. I don't... Who is he talking to?
You're all going to die.
What was this in reference to?
James Bond. What do you mean this was James Bond?
Yeah, but I mean, what's the context of the comment? God.
It was... which video did I get it from? I think I got it from a trailer.
Oh, well, that's a trailer. Whatever.
God. You're all going to die.
What?
Shut the fuck up and stop right now.
Jesus.
So that's
It's James Bond.
James Bond fans. They're
They're interesting.
And so yeah.
Watch James Bond.
Or don't. I mean,
it doesn't seem like we sold you on it at all.
If,
really.
If you're not down for slow ass movies that. Are cheesy as shit.
I got two words for you. Suck it.
I'm gonna say watch Daniel Craig.
Oh, okay. All right. Or do that too. Okay.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.